Hello, this is Shibu Cherian, and let us unite in the word today as we are traveling our second journey together. Today is June the 25th and our Bible reading portion is from the book of Psalms chapters 120 to 127. God is our divine protector who never sleeps. We read in Psalms 121 verses 1 to 4 like this. The words of the psalmist: I will lift up my eyes to the hills. From whence comes my help? My help comes from the Lord who made heaven and earth. He will not allow your foot to be moved. He who keeps you will not slumber. Behold, he who keeps Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. Psalms 121 is a pilgrim song in the form of a dialogue, possibly between the worshippers and a priest. It has been called the traveler's psalm. The psalmist speaks either of the hills he had to cross on his return home or those hills surrounding Jerusalem. His help does not come from the hills, but from the Lord, the creator of the hills. This psalm fits well against a backdrop of a pilgrimage, for it is concerned with the uncertainties one faces on such a journey. It moves naturally from a need for help to the promise of God's protection. The temple in Jerusalem was the dwelling place of God on earth. The glory cloud in the Holy of Holies signified the Lord's presence among the people. The city of Jerusalem is situated on a mountain and is surrounded by mountains. So when a Jew in other parts of Israel needs divine help, he looked towards the hills. To him, this was the same as looking to the Lord. Since the Creator's dwelling was in the Jerusalem hills, there was a poetic sense in which all help came from the hills. In the first two verses of the psalm, the speaker is a psalmist, expressing his complete reliance on the maker of heaven and earth. Beginning with verse 3, there is a change of speaker. In the remaining verses, we hear God guaranteeing the eternal security of those whose trust is in Him. Our foot will be preserved from being moved. Since the foot speaks of the foundation or standing, it means that God will keep His trusting child from slipping or falling. God has promised that the Hebrew will not disappear from the face of the earth, and there are 4,000 years of history to validate God's declaration. Similarly, there is a guarantee of a guardian who will remain awake to protect us. Throughout the night hours, when we are no longer conscious of the world around us, God watches over us with constant, unwearied care, as He has watched over Israel in the past. The Lord God puts a garrison around us with His holy angels so that even when we sleep, we are confident of protection because He never sleeps. The attacks of Satan never catch our God off guard. The dangers in modern society are just as great as when the psalm was penned. But God goes before us and He stays awake to guide us and guard our path. He is next to us and over us, and He will take us safely to our heavenly land one day. Let us lift up our eyes high enough so that we can see by faith the great God who cares for us. The 10 spies in Canaan did not look high enough. They saw the giants and the walls, but not the Lord far above all. When things on earth seem too big for us to handle, let us lift our eyes to God. God is our divine protector who never sleeps.